The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30.
Charlie Weston, Personal Finance Editor of the Irish Independent. Something else the Cabinet did today was introduce the Pension Auto-Enrolment Scheme. What does that mean?
Yeah, they signed off, Matt, on draft legislation to bring in a new pension scheme which people who don't have a company pension are going to be automatically enrolled into. It's in addition to the state pension, in addition to, you know, your PRSI state pension. Auto-enrolment, this kind of model is nothing new in it. It's worked really well in other countries. It's called Super in Australia. They love it. It's a huge scheme and the money in it is invested all around the economy. The Kiwi Save in New Zealand is very popular, and Nest in England has worked really well. It's brought up pension coverage from something like 45% to near 80% in Britain. So it's for the 800,000 people who are in a job who don't have a pension. They're earning maybe 20,000 euros or more, up to about 80,000, but they're just going to have to rely on the state pension, which 14,000 a year, it's not pittance, but it's just not going to keep you going, probably. If you're on the average industrial wage of 47 grand, it's a hell of a drop down to 14 grand a year.
And it depends on whether you've got your mortgage paid off and all the rest of it and stuff. I suspect, though, some people will see this as an extra form of tax. But I suppose tax is something that you contribute to the state coffers and you hope to get something back out of it, or you get services. Whereas this is money effectively that you're saving for yourself. Would that be the difference in why it isn't a tax?
Look at it, Matt. And, you know, and businesses are making legitimate arguments as well that they've loads of extra costs imposed on them in the last year, particularly. But look at it, it's been talked about for nearly 16 years. It's finally time to do it. Never a good time to do it.
But is this essentially forcing an employer who does not offer a pension to pitch into the person's own pension, that they will have to make a contribution?
You're right, Matt, it will. It'll force, at the moment all the employer has to do is offer you somebody who will advise you about a PRSA, a personal retirement savings plan. They'll just, you know, they can just put you in front of somebody, but they don't have to contribute. In this case, you'll put in about, for every 3 euros you put in, the state will put in another euro, and your employer will put in 3 euros. So, you know, for every 3 euros you put in, 7 euros will be in your pension pot. It's a bit like the old SSIAs. Maybe the listeners won't remember those, but that was a kind of a saving scheme where you put in...
Under Charlie McCreevy era.
Under Charlie McCreevy, way back then. And the government topped it up. It was massively popular. People did very well out of it.
Charlie, I wonder, the people who actually can't afford a pension at the moment are being encouraged now to actually pay this money in, and there might be good reason. But if they couldn't afford already to have a pension because they've got so many other bills, or if they're paying expensive rent, or if they're saving for a house, or if they have a big mortgage, you know, they may be offered this auto-enrolment option, but I wonder how many will say, I just can't afford it, even if my employer is matching it, and even if the state is pitching in 1.07 euro.
Definitely affordability is a big issue, but the single biggest issue when the Central Statistics Office do surveys on this, and they do them regularly, is why did you not start a pension if you don't have one in work? I never got round to it, tends to be the big answer.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is the kind of ease you in. There's only going to be a small contribution initially, 1.5% of your gross salary for the first couple of years. It goes up gradually. It'll be 10 years before you hit 6%, and that's the max it's going to be. So, you know, it's the experience in other countries is if you automatically enroll people into these things, they have to make an effort to get out of it. You can get out of it, but they tend not to.
Question from a listener. Can somebody already in a pension scheme switch to this pension?
I think there will be an option to do that. Look, we haven't.
But would it be worth it to them? They'd probably be better off in their existing scheme.
It really depends on how much you're earning. Look, if you're a higher earner paying the 40% tax at 40%, you're better off staying in the scheme that you're in. It's essentially for those people who don't have a scheme, but you may be able to roll other schemes into it. And you'll be able to move around with this as well. It's portable. The pension pot moves with you if you move jobs.
Okay, tell me about variable electricity rates, the so-called dynamic tariff model.
Yeah, this is kind of this is complicated, and it's something that's just proposed by the regulator, the energy regulator. It's essentially where it's called dynamic tariff pricing. The amount you pay varies by the hour depending on the wholesale price of electricity. Now, this is a bit complicated. So basically, you pay your standing charge, you pay a base unit rate for your electricity, and then you pay this dynamic unit charge on top of that. So based on hour by hour wholesale prices, you pay according to that. So if there's a lot of wind on the system and it's relatively cheap for the system to generate that, you'll do okay. And it's kind of the next day. You look at You don't have to do it by the hour, but you choose from what was yesterday's wholesale prices. It's called the day ahead market. It's very technical, and the regulator is only proposing this. It will suit some people. A lot of people,
but surely that's needed to reward people who do things like only putting their washing machine on in the evening time after peak hours. People who charge their electric car or their hybrid overnight, surely they should be getting cheaper rates for actually facilitating, helping the providers by not using at a time when the demand is higher.
Well, they do, and there are schemes like that, time of use schemes, where you can day night rates, where you can, if you have a smart meter, you can sign up for cheaper electricity at night. You can charge the car at night. You can put on the tumble dryer at night, or whatever. It doesn't always suit families. Some families, the dynamic, if you have young kids, you just need to put on the washing machine when you need to put it on. If you're going out in the morning, you probably don't have an option if you're leaving the house, for choosing when the sun is shining to use their solar panels or whatever. But this is just another option where you could maybe benefit from, if the wholesale market is particularly cheap for a week or two. We really don't know until we see the thing being put together, and it hasn't been put together. It's only a consultation by the energy regulator. We'd need to see the pricing of it to see if it works. It will not suit everybody, but it is another option, Matt.
Thank you very much, Charlie Weston, personal finance editor of the Irish Independent.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.